Attract the good instead of the bad. John Assaraf.
Here's the problem. Most people are thinking about what they don't want, and they're wondering why it shows up over and over and over again.
The only reason why people do not have what they want is because they are thinking more about what they don't want than what they do want. Listen to your thoughts and listen to the words you are saying. The law is absolute and there are no mistakes. An epidemic worse than any plague that humankind has ever seen has been raging for centuries. It is the don't want epidemic. People keep this epidemic alive when they predominantly think, speak, act and focus on what they don't want. But this is the generation that will change history, because we are receiving the knowledge that can free us of this epidemic. It begins with you, and you can become a pioneer of this new thought movement by simply thinking and speaking about what you want.
Bob Doyle.
The law of attraction doesn't care whether you perceive something to be good or bad, or whether you don't want it or whether you do want it. It's responding to your thoughts. So if you're sitting there looking at a mountain of debt, feeling terrible about it, that's the signal you're putting out into the universe. Wow, I feel really bad because of all this debt I've got. You're just affirming it to yourself. You feel it on every level of your being. That's what you're going to get more of.
The law of attraction is a law of nature. It is impersonal, and it does not see good things or bad things. It is receiving your thoughts and reflecting back to you those thoughts as your life experience. The law of attraction simply gives you whatever it is you are thinking about.
Lisa Nichols, author and personal empowerment advocate.
The law of attraction is really obedient. When you think of the things that you want and you focus on them with all of your intention, the law of attraction will give you what you want every time. When you focus on the things that you don't want, I don't want to be late, I don't want to be late. The law of attraction doesn't hear that you don't want it. It manifests the things that you're thinking of. And so it's going to show up over and over and over again. The law of attraction is not biased to wants or don't wants.
When you focus your thoughts on something you want and you hold that focus, you are in that moment summoning what you want with the mightiest power in the universe. The law of attraction doesn't compute don't or not or no or any other words of negation. As you speak words of negation, this is what the law of attraction is receiving.
I don't want to spill something on this outfit. I want to spill something on this outfit, and I want to spill more things.
I don't want a bad haircut. I want bad haircuts.
I don't want to be delayed. I want delays.
I don't want that person to be rude to me. I want that person and more people to be rude to me.
I don't want the restaurant to give away our table.
I want restaurants to give away our tables.
I don't want these shoes to hurt. I want these shoes to hurt.
I can't handle all this work. I want more work than I can handle.
I don't want to catch the flu. I want the flu, and I want to catch more things.
I don't want to argue.
I want more argue.
Don't speak to me like that. I want you to speak to me like that. And I want other people to speak to me like that.
The law of attraction is giving you what you are thinking about. Period.
Bob Proctor.
The law of attraction is always working, whether you believe it or understand it or not.
The law of attraction is the law of creation. Quantum physicists tell us that the entire universe emerged from thought. You create your life through your thoughts and the law of attraction, and every single person does the same. It doesn't just work if you know about it. It has always been working in your life and every other person's life throughout history. When you become aware of this great law, then you become aware of how incredibly powerful you are to be able to think your life into existence.
Lisa Nichols.
It's working as much as you're thinking. Anytime your thoughts are flowing, the law of attraction is operational. When you're thinking about the past, the present, or the future, the law of attraction is working. It's an ongoing process. You don't press pause. You don't press stop. It is forever in action, as your thoughts are.
Whether we realize it or not, we are thinking most of the time. If you are speaking or listening to someone, you are thinking. If you're reading the newspaper or watching television, you are thinking. When you recall memories from your past, you are thinking. When you are considering something in your future, you are thinking. When you are driving, you are thinking. When you are getting ready in the morning, you are thinking. For many of us, the only time we are not thinking is when we are asleep. However, the forces of attraction are still operating on our last thoughts as we fall asleep. Make your last thoughts before going to sleep good thoughts.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Creation is always happening. Every time an individual has a thought or a prolonged, chronic way of thinking, they're in the creation process. Something is going to manifest out of those thoughts.
What you are thinking now is creating your future life. You create your life with your thoughts. Because you are always thinking, you are always creating. What you think about the most or focus on the most is what will appear as your life. Like all the laws of nature, there is utter perfection in this law. You create your life. Whatever you sow, you reap. Your thoughts are seeds, and the harvest you reap will depend on the seeds you plant. If you are complaining, the law of attraction will powerfully bring into your life more situations for you to complain about. If you are listening to someone else complain and focusing on that, sympathizing with them, agreeing with them, in that moment you are attracting more situations to yourself to complain about. The law is simply reflecting and giving back to you exactly what you are focusing on with your thoughts. With this powerful knowledge, you can completely change every circumstance and event in your entire life by changing the way you think.
Bill Harris, teacher and founder of Centerpoint Research Institute.
I had a student named Robert. Robert was a gay man. He was taking an online course I have, part of which entails email access to me. And he outlined all of the grim realities of his life. In his job, all the people ganged up on him, and it was constantly stressful because of how nasty they were with him. When he walked down the street, every block he was accosted by homophobic people who wanted to abuse him in some way. He was wanting to become a stand-up comedian, and when he went out and did a stand-up comedy job, everybody heckled him about being gay. And his whole life was one of a lot of unhappiness and misery, and it all focused around this idea of being attacked because he was gay. I began to teach him that he was focusing on what he did not want. I directed him back to his email that he sent me and said, read it again. Look at all the things you do not want that you're telling me about. And I can tell you're very passionate about this. When you focus on something with a lot of passion, it makes it happen even faster. And then he really started taking this thing about focusing on what you want to heart, and he began really trying it. He said that all the people in his office that had been harassing him either transferred to another department, quit working at the company, or started totally leaving him alone, and he began to love his job. He noticed that when he was walking down the street that nobody came up to him and harassed him anymore. They just weren't there. When he went and did his stand-up comedy routines, he started getting standing ovations, and nobody was heckling him. His whole life changed because he changed from focusing on what he did not want, what he was afraid of, what he wanted to avoid, to focusing on what he did want.
Robert's life changed because he changed his thoughts. He emitted a different frequency out into the universe. The universe must deliver the pictures of the new frequency, no matter how impossible the situation might seem. Robert's new thoughts became his new frequency, and the pictures of his entire life changed. Your life is in your hands. No matter where you are now, no matter what has happened in your life, you can begin to consciously choose your thoughts, and you can change your life. There is no such thing as a hopeless situation. Every single circumstance of your life can change.
Yeah, yeah.